Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to three scientists, Mary E. Branco and Fred Ramsdale of US and Shimon Sakaguchi of Japan for discovering concerning peripheral immune tolerance. Qatar adopts India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between two countries. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns hours after announcing his new cabinet. UN appeals for urgent humanitarian assistance to thousands of earthquake-affected people in Afghanistan. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, South Africa beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Indore. And now the news in detail. This year's Nobel Prize in the field of physiology or medicine has been awarded to US scientists Mary E. Branco and Fred Ramsdale, along with Japan's Shimon Sakaguchi, for their groundbreaking discovery on peripheral immune tolerance. The scientists discovered how the immune system protects us from thousands of different microbes trying to invade our bodies. A report.
Announced by the Nobel Committee today at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, the trio were honored for identifying regulatory T cells as key components that prevent the immune system from attacking the body's own tissues. This discovery has paved the way for new treatments in autoimmune diseases, cancer, and organ transplantation. Branco and Ramsdale, based in the US, and Sakaguchi from Japan, made critical contributions that launched a new field in immunology. Their work is now influencing clinical trials and therapeutic strategies worldwide, with hopes of significantly improving patient outcomes in a range of immune-related conditions. Tripti Srivastava for World News.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal launched India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, at Lulu Mall in Doha, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between India and Qatar. The launch symbolizes growing trust across borders and aims to enhance ease of transactions for citizens and businesses in both nations. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal thanked Qatar National Bank for integrating the UPI into their payment systems.
As the PM rightly said, UPI is a marvel for the world, and this expanded trade will further be strengthened with the adoption of UPI. I thank and compliment the Qatar National Bank for taking up UPI as a part of their payment systems. I encourage other banks and institutions in Qatar to also adopt UPI. The businesses of both countries and the people-to-people connect are reflective of a growing future-ready partnership.
Talking to media on the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, the minister stated that both the nations are actively discussing the initiation of formal FTA negotiations. He mentioned that discussions are currently underway to finalize the terms of reference, after which talks will be fast-tracked.
We have discussed that we should quickly launch FTA negotiations. We are discussing the contours of the terms of reference. And once we have finalized that, Honorable Minister of Qatar and I have discussed that we will fast track it so that trade and business can double by 2030 from $14 billion today to $30 billion by 2030.
Earlier, the Commerce and Industry Minister held a bilateral meeting with his Qatari counterpart, Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions focused on expanding cooperation across trade, investment and strategic sectors, paving the way for greater collaboration and new opportunities. The U.S. government shutdown entered its sixth day as Republicans and Democrats remained deadlocked over funding. The White House warned mass layoffs of federal workers, escalating tensions. The Senate prepared to vote on rival funding bills, though neither is expected to pass. President Trump blamed the Democrats for the impasse, while withholding the details on the layoff plans. Budget Director Russell Watt froze $28 billion in infrastructure funds targeting Democratic-led states. With no resolution in sight, the shutdown has now tied as the fourth longest in U.S. history, matching a 1995 shutdown. This is Akashvani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigned today, just hours after revealing his new cabinet, plunging France deeper into political turmoil. His departure comes less than 4 weeks after taking office, making him the shortest-serving Prime Minister. Mr. Lecornu was the fifth person to hold the role in under 2 years, reflecting the ongoing instability since the 2024 snap elections, which left no party with a majority. The cabinet he unveiled, mostly unchanged, drew criticism from both left and right. Facing mounting pressure and backlash, Lecornu stepped down, citing the failure of parliamentary parties to compromise. His resignation leaves President Emmanuel Macron's already fragile government further weakened amid an intensifying crisis of leadership. Syria released preliminary results today from indirect parliamentary elections held yesterday, marking a key step in its post-Assad political transition. Around 6,000 regional representatives selected candidates from pre-approved lists to fill 119 of the 210 seats, while President Ahmed al-Shara will appoint the remaining 70. The International Criminal Court has convicted Ali Muhammad Ali Abdul Rahman, also known as Ali Kushyab, of 4 crimes and crimes against humanity committed during the Darfur conflict in Sudan over 20 years ago. A former senior commander of the Janjaweed militias, Abdul Rahman was found guilty on 27 counts, including murder, rape and persecution. The Darfur conflict, which erupted in 2003, led to the deaths of up to 3 lakh people and displaced 2.7 million. A growing number of multinational corporations are exiting Pakistan due to rising militancy, corruption and regulatory challenges, according to a report by a leading newspaper. According to report, firms like Procter & Gamble, Shell, Microsoft, Uber, Yamaha and Pfizer are scaling back or leaving. Economic instability, currency devaluation, high taxes and poor policy implementation are driving this trend. Yet again from Pakistan, civil society groups and human rights activists have raised alarm over the increasing incidence of honor killing in Sindh during this year, with 142 reported deaths so far, including 105 women. The data reported by local media highlights deep-rooted patriarchal norms and a lack of effective law enforcement. Most perpetrators are family members, including husbands, brothers, fathers, and even mothers. Activists stress that there is lack of proper implementation of laws. They urge the state to take responsibility and protect vulnerable individuals, especially women. The United Nations has appealed for urgent humanitarian assistance for thousands of earthquake-affected people in Afghanistan's Kunar province as winter nears. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Indrika Ratwate highlighted the critical need for shelter and clean drinking water. Initial assessments indicate over 6,000 homes have been destroyed, leaving families vulnerable to harsh conditions. The UN urged international donors to act swiftly. In the Women's ODI World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 6 wickets at Holkar Stadium in Indore. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 232 runs, scoring 234 runs for 4 in 40.5 overs. Earlier, New Zealand were bundled out in 47.5 overs, scoring 231 runs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to 3 scientists, Mary E. Branco and Fred Ramsdell of US and Shimon Sakaguchi of Japan, for discovering concerning peripheral immune tolerance. Qatar adopts India's unified payment interface, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between two countries. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns hours after announcing his new cabinet. And UN appeals for urgent humanitarian assistance to thousands of earthquake-affected people in Afghanistan. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.